Brazilians vote for a new president this Sunday. The candidate who is expected to win is the veteran leftist Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. As NPR's Martin Costi reports from Rio de Janeiro, many Brazilians believe that a Lula victory would revolutionize Brazilian politics.
The bearded, gravel-voiced man, universally known as Lula, has been the face of leftist politics in Brazil for the past 20 years. He helped to found the fast-growing Workers' Party, and he's run for president four times since 1989. But never has he come this close to power. Going into Sunday's election, polls show that Lula is just short of a simple majority and a first-round victory. There's a growing sense in Brazil that the country is on the verge of a political sea change, as Lula himself never tires of pointing out.
Muito tempo na América Latina.
For a long time, the youth of Latin America believed the only political solution was armed struggle and revolution. But we wanted to prove that it was possible for the workers, who are the majority, to organize themselves and take power through democratic means.
At a Lula rally in Rio de Janeiro, an ecstatic art teacher named Chris Nadruz says she's hoping for a social revolution. The presidency has always belonged to the elite, Nadruz says. Presidents are always the sons of big landowners and industrialists, people with a colonialist mindset. Lula will be completely different, she says. But Brazil's ruling center-right coalition hasn't given up yet. Right now, the government's candidate, José Serra, is doing all he can to keep Lula from winning in the first round. That would force a runoff on October 27th and buy Serra more time. Serra has an impressive resume. As Minister of Health, he won worldwide praise for his aggressive anti-AIDS policies. But he's not a natural campaigner, and he's turned over much of his TV time to professional MCs, such as the popular talk show host known as Gugu.
O mundo lá fora, gente, está muito complicado. Isso, claro, também se reflete no Brasil.
It's a complicated world out there, Gugu tells his TV audience. Any new president is going to have to face our problems in the context of a world crisis. And that's why Sarah's experience makes all the difference. Ads like this are subtle reminders that Lula never went to college and that he never held elected office besides a brief stint in Congress in the late 1980s. The Serra campaign has also tried, very gingerly, to paint the Workers' Party as unreliable radicals. But every time Serra attacks Lula this way, he loses ground. Brazilian voters seem to believe Lula when he says he's mellowed and that he's a social democrat who believes in capitalism. This approach has been nicknamed Lula Light, and it's heavy on soothing television visuals. In this most recent Lula ad, an army of pregnant women comes marching over a bucolic hillside to the sound of bolero, smiling and stroking their bare bellies as they advance toward the camera. This only in Brazil image seems designed to appeal to married women, the group of voters that's still most suspicious of Lula. The other group that's worried about Lula is foreign investors. They don't vote, but many have expressed their misgivings by pulling their money out of Brazil. Lula's rise has also been hard on the Brazilian currency. It's lost about a quarter of its value in a month as people rush to buy dollars. Some foreign investors are worried a Lula victory could even lead Brazil to default on its massive debt, a la Argentina. Lula calls those fears economic terrorism, and he says Brazilian capitalists have nothing to fear. But if Lula wins on Sunday, his first order of business will be to try to soothe the international markets. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.